So you're a bouncer. Now, what would you say is the best thing about being a bouncer?
The best thing about being a bouncer is I did it mostly through university, and what's great about that is that you're working when all your friends are partying. So as a result, you're not spending any money.
Right.
But usually your friends are partying at your club.
Right, right.
So, you know, you'd be there, you'd talk to your friends, you'd do your thing, but you wouldn't spend any money.
Right.
And of course, as a young guy, I think I was 18, I was 19, I think, when I started. As a young guy, you know, 19 years old, you're in a position of power, right? The girls want to know you, the guys want to be like you, right? It's really kind of a fun place to be at times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, what's the worst thing about being a bouncer?
So the worst thing about being a bouncer is that you're being paid to get into something that no one else would willingly go into. As a bouncer, I've dealt with a gun once. Ooh. Being pulled on me. I've had knives pulled on me countless times. I've got a little nick in one of my shoulders from a knife. I've dealt with roid monkeys.
Roid monkey? What's a roid monkey?
Basically a guy who's just totally pumped up on steroids and hormones. Deal with drug dealers. And you're dealing with things that it's kind of like the worst side of humanity, because you see people in there who get drunk every weekend. You see the alcoholics. You see girls doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing. And you feel, if it was your sister,
right,
you would not be happy about it.
Right.
I had to deal with quite a few girls who had had ropies. And so they'd be sensing something was wrong and seek out a bouncer. And then all you have is this unconscious girl on your hands. And you know, you can't trust anyone who comes up to you and says, oh, that's my friend. Because you don't know that. And so you're stuck and you're not sure where to go.
Wow, that's insane. That's insane.